This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
No, you don't. Not yet.
Oh,
Not even close to ready yet.
All right, let's try this again. You've got me, Kevin Hagelin. Probably in a few minutes, you'll have old man Corey Majors.
This ain't move!
And we have the famous Alec Medford as Corey is redesigning and potentially breaking the studio. No, as we speak, the possibility is not zero that he might have just broken that mount to
the computer. I pulled a lever and the whole monitor just came off.
Alec, you saw what I did, right? And you kind of think he might have just broken that mount.
Oh, man. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Yay!
Thank you for that, Alec. That was the way to approach this.
We did it.
We're here. And this is like the first run-through on a different type of day. You know, this is our first Monday here, if you will, Canton. So this is nice to get this opportunity to really get into the flow of things, yet still have zero flow yet.
Okay, well, we'll do our best, and I know Corey is very concerned about the setup right now.
I gotta log in.
Okay, well, we can still do the show while you're logging in, if that's okay.
We'll see.
Okay, well, I think we should go ahead and attempt to do the stop. You don't have to narrate every single thing that you're doing, all right? In the meantime, 877-881-1053, if you want to get involved in the conversation, Frankel and Frankel text line, Dallas Cowboys midseason report. What grade do you give them thus far? So you're coming off the bye, and I realize it's hard to like be exactly midseason now with 17 games, but you're coming off the bye. What would be y'all's grade for the Cowboys thus far? And can you tell us a little bit more about what you base that on?
I would give this grade a complete D.
Okay.
For Dallas. Because listen, man, this defense is so intrusively bad.
Ooh.
You're welcome. That it doesn't make up for the offense. So, and your record is not where it should be with this offense.
Right.
So because of the defense's poor effort, I can't see any way that it gets a better grade than that because you have a losing record because of it.
Okay.
And now the offense, because it's had to do so much, and I don't know how much of it also deals with the fact that Schottenheimer has to leave offensive meetings and go work with the defense too because they can't get it together. That he's like, oh crap, I got to do that, and that's taking away from what I do well, which is call plays offensively. And so I feel like there's a little part of that going on too. So all the things so far this year, Kevin, have led me to the D.
All right. You were doing so well with your analysis before that. Alec, what midseason grade would you give the Dallas Cowboys?
I would give it a D minus.
The
reason I would give it that is because obviously underperforming is one thing, but I do think that you have shot yourself in the foot many times defensively. I think there were some games that could have been closer, but your offense started sputtering and you lost games that you simply should have won. So I was feeling really good after you tied what I thought was one of the best teams in the NFC. And I was like, okay, this offense is a lot better than I expected.
And is it Green Bay and Philly then that jumped your mind as games that you should have won, or at least like potentially should have won?
Yes, there was multiple missed opportunities in both of those games, but like I was feeling motivated at that point. But then you go and play Carolina and you lose all of that. You go and play Arizona afterwards and you lose any hope that was remaining there. So for me, it's just I went into this season knowing that it wasn't going to be pretty, and I didn't think they were going to have a good record, but you're losing games that you should have won. Like, what I would consider scheduled wins. Even with a bad defense, you should be winning some of these games, and you're just not.
All right.
That's really good.
Yes, I agree. From the 214, they get an F. From the 940, oh, man, I really like this one. C-, you get an A-plus on special teams, and that brings you up from a D.
Do you think the F is unfair?
Yes. The offense, look, the offense and special teams thus far, I think, have been, last 2 weeks included, have been too good for it to be an F.
Okay.
I'm not saying it should be an uber positive grade, but I think an F is too harsh.
Okay. All right. Anybody out there that feels that way, I'm not going to say that I have a problem with it, because
we asked for opinions. Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think it's the right grade, but I can totally understand frustration because I'm frustrated as hell with this.
Well, and how much do you think, and we talk about this all the time, how much do you think that's based off of what each individual person's perception was of the team going in? Like, if you thought the team was going to go 6-11, you're probably like, I don't know, they're like a C. This is exactly where I thought they were going to be. If you thought they were going to go 11-6, then I could see how you'd be like, F, this is an embarrassment. Et cetera, for sure.
And I think anybody that thought that they were going to go, they were only like two or three or four games, probably is going, see, it's an F just like I thought.
Yeah, which in that case, I'd be like, I think you should give them a little bit better. From the 806, they get a C-, A- for the offense, F for the defense. From the 817, I think D. From the 972, they get an F for effing horrible. From the 214, midseason grade for the Cowboys is an F+. That's in a Tenacious D song. Not a straight F, F+. Them boys ain't it. And I edited that a little bit. And will not make the postseason. They're almost as bad as Coach Prime and his
body. Okay.
Or from the 682, if you want to switch it up just a little bit, they get a U for unsatisfactory. Now, the reason I wanted to bring that up, outside of just the very basic, obviously it's about halfway through the season, both CBS and Yahoo gave them a C-.
Okay.
All right, so we can start with Yahoo. A C- might be generous, but it's not like there were grand expectations after trading Micah Parsons. And you know what? And this is what I go back to. I don't think there were grand expectations before trading Micah Parsons.
Did you expect them to be worse without Micah?
Yes.
Significantly worse? What we're seeing worse?
Kinda.
Really?
Yeah, you traded away your best defensive player, and your defense wasn't great.
And he does apply pressure. Like, he does,
for sure.
He does create discomfort in the pocket. Now, he had one game this year where he didn't apply any pressures, but that's a different story.
True.
But he does apply that, and that creates more comfort for the secondary. Better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Better, you know, ease for the line. It just changes the way you call plays offensively. I did not expect them to be this bad, though, at all, by any means.
And so I just want to throw this out there. You said you did not expect them to be this bad by any means.
Nope.
How much worse do you think they are compared to last year?
Which part of last year? Like the entirety?
We'll just
there
take
was a
the
section
entirety.
Last year where they were good. I feel like they're pretty much on par then, because last year they were atrocious to start the season and they had him.
And And that's the thing that I kind of struggle with, because I think people have like romanticized how good the Cowboys defense was last year.
So I think that we just kind of forgot about last season. Yeah, we're just that one was a wash. We got a new head coach.
That's fair.
It was a lame duck coach situation anyway.
You were giving up a significantly, I think you're giving up like 40 plus yards more per game. But in the stat that really matters, how many more points are you giving up per game? 3. That's not good, but I think people have.
The fact that you're giving up the same amount of points and more, though, is bad.
But you're right. But I'm saying I think people were coming into this season with a fictitious version of this defense in their mind.
That
got way worse when Micah left. I thought they would get worse. They're not that much worse based on the numbers than they were last year, because I think people have a differentiated version of what this defense actually was last year. So Yahoo, C-, and they said that might be generous. And they said the trade for Quinnen Williams was weird because it's not like Dallas is going anywhere this season. I feel like we talked about that a lot last week.
As long as you have a player next year with it too, I'm okay with it. You have him for the foreseeable future. He's young. I think you have somebody you can work with.
It's interesting that you say that, too, because CBS does not view it the same way as Yahoo, even though they got the same grade, those trades. They said Jerry Jones made deadline deals to help remedy the problem with the defense, and they have some ground to make up because of a lackluster unit. But didn't say, like, this is just a disappointing trade because they're not going to make the playoffs. But they still also come to a grade of C-, and I think that's probably about fair from the 214. C-, because don't forget you also got George Pickens. That is interesting. F for the defense, B for special teams.
Let's go back to why did you say that's interesting? Because, I mean, the addition was an offseason addition.
You're right.
And I'm trying to, let's lay the timeline out here. It was an offseason addition, and he's been good.
No, he's been, look.
You still probably get every other game you get a 15-yard dumb penalty, but even still, he's been good.
He's been better than my best-case scenario. Mm. Now, I don't know how everybody else feels about that because he is a damn fine player, but there's no way I thought he would be this good this quickly. I thought you would get to the end of the season and be like, maybe we want to bring him back, maybe we don't. He's been so good already that it feels like a lot of fans are like, why have you not re-signed him yet? Even though we're just like halfway through the season.
And isn't part of answering that question like, are we good enough to sign him?
Sure.
Or do we need to allocate that somewhere else?
Look, another thing that I really think about quite a bit with this is you have super pumped up, super happy George Pickens. Now, were some of his issues as a teammate overblown? It appears as though that's the case. However, not all of these things were made up about how sometimes he gets very irritated with the franchise. And I know there are people who are worried that if you give him the long-term deal and he's got the money, he'll kind of go the Trayvon Diggs route, which is what people seem to think happened, is that he got paid. But the reason why I said it's interesting is because I guess I hadn't factored that in, and that's probably unfair, because you're right. How good George Pickens has been does need to be a factor of this, and I guess that allows me to see the C-minus a little bit better.
Okay.
Because I was probably kind of closer in y'all's range. I was thinking maybe D-plus or maybe even a D, but you guys are probably right. If you're going to factor that in, then that's going to bump up your grade for sure.
I got you.
From the 972, we're switching the grading system again, which I kind of like. I give him a 90 for the offense, an 80 for the special teams. I feel like in part, if Brandon Aubrey would have hit that field goal, that would have been in the 90s, and a 50 for defense, which gives them a C-. If Parsons would still be here, we probably would have won the Packers in the Carolina game. And that's the thing that's tricky about the Quinnen Williams move or dealing off Micah Parsons. You might be like, on the whole, what would he have done? But if you can point to those two games and say we would have won them, then you're 5-3-1 coming out of the bye. And I feel like most people feel pretty different about this team.
And right now, just like the Mavericks, right now there's no, you can't see the forest for the trees. Like you can't see a bigger picture. All you can see is Micah's absence.
Sure.
And so you go, well, we would have won that game and that game. Well, okay. Jerry said this a couple times. We said it last year, the year before, we said it too, that you can't win the playoff games. Now, right now, there's no proof that you can win playoff games.
Sure.
But Jerry's said a couple times, and it sounds like a shot at Micah.
Oh, we couldn't definitely
win, we couldn't
is.
Win those games with him.
Well, look.
He's also telling the fan base, we felt like we needed to move in a different direction. You don't like it, but here we are at the moment.
And perhaps that does deserve some clarification, because I've seen at least two people saying, and that's why Micah was not your best player. If you want me to, not you, just in general, if you want me to amend it to he was their best regular season player, I can certainly do that. That doesn't mean I'm against the trade. Mm. It's just this was always the time it was going to impact you. When was it going to impact you the most? The first half or two-thirds of the regular season.
Yeah.
Because that's when Micah's badass.
Yeah.
Now get back with me in those last four regular season games and in the playoffs, because that's where I feel like a lot of Cowboys fans and maybe the ownership became disillusioned.
I'm still very, very much want to know what Eberflus's whole questions were. And like, I would love to be in the room when they're like, "We're going to trade Micah," and he's like, "I'm sorry, what?" And they're like, and he's like, "Okay, I will still take the job." Or he was like,
right.
"No, I've been here for a few months. I thought I was going to have a Micah." Like that would be fast. Kevin, real quick.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to everybody in Waxahachie that came out on Friday.
Holy moly.
That was awesome.
Except for Alec.
That was, didn't show up.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get invited, man.
You were invited. Yeah, you're invited every time. It's just your choice.
I don't know if that is right.
he had to be here to make sure that we were taken care of. But there's so many people out there in Waxahachie. So awesome to see everybody out there. So many people saying, "I've listened to you since. I listen to you guys all the time." And Kevin, to add to that, thank you to all the people that have converted to the station and said, "You know what?
Ooh, yeah.
You guys are the station I want to be listening to. I like this show. I've liked y'all since nights, and I'm glad that y'all are here. We appreciate you. You're appreciated."
Man, I'm having to censor a
good job.
Wisecrack good in job. My brain right now. But I can tell you this. I didn't get a chance to tell you this. When I was leaving the Taco Bueno, I talked with the store manager. She said she's been there for 16 years. Now, I don't know about her ascent to store management or how that all works.
She was cool.
But she's been there for 16 years. She said normally they have three people working that shift. They had to bring in six so they could keep up with the demand. And she said in 16 years, it's one of the best days they've ever had at that Taco Bueno.
That is the power of the Tolo right there, baby. The power of the Tolo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.